Welcome to Chuck E's Game Show.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Disposable Heroes doing California Uber Alice. There. Oh, Dead Kennedy's song dedicated to Pete Wilson.
Pete Wilson. He's an incredible man.
Your favorite man in California.
What's the funny thing is, this is really funny. Mike, one of his best friends he grew up with, is now
He's one of Pete Wilson's press secretaries.
And obviously one of your closest friends.
It's kind of like the Civil War, you know.
We went by his house, too. We did a show that night. Yeah. Woo! It was crazy.
The other song that I want to talk about, which was, I don't know whether you're going to do it, because I didn't get a list, which was The Winter of the Long Hot Summer, and your views on what was the Gulf War or Desert Storm.
Yeah. That song was, you know, I found that, you know, have you done this song, Television, the Drug of the Nation, that when I was, when the whole lead up to the Gulf War was happening, I found myself just glued to the television set.
Were you like a CNN junkie?
I don't have cable TV, but I was, everything else, you know. And so it was like, you know, I wanted to find out as much information as I could. And one thing that I realized is that...
most of it's disinformation.
Yeah, it's disinformation, you know. But at the same time, just because I know that what they're saying is wrong didn't mean that I knew what was right. And that was something that really sort of changed the way that I like seek out information and stuff, is that just because you know that this is wrong or disinformation doesn't mean that we necessarily know what's right, and that it's up to us, as rather than just to sit there and say like, okay, everything on TV is wrong, it's up to us to try and like go out and find other things and seek out other alternative sources of information and try and begin to put things into perspective.
Yeah, because even to this day, would you just look at that one example, I don't think that anyone's heard the other side of the story, particularly.
No.
I mean, the sense that, you know, the amount of times during that coverage you would hear, you know, obviously for security's sake, we can't tell you, which, you know, is basically BS, you know, of the fact, well, we're killing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, but don't worry about it. We're not going to exactly show you that because that would actually, you know, compromise our security. And we're not lying to you. We're just being economical with the truth, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's hard because of the speed of information. You know, television, it can just be instantaneous, but the speed of like other alternative forms of information is like, you know, it takes 30 days pretty much to put out some kind of pamphlet or newsletter or something like that. So like now, you know, people send us stuff all the time. So I get stuff now that's about what happened a year and a half or almost 2 years ago now during the Gulf War, information on number of dead, bombing sites, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was stuff, and also
pollution in the rivers. And
I don't know whether that war is anything to particularly celebrate anyway. I find that, I mean, living in New York, the whole parade thing, which happened all over America, I'm like, you know, how can you have like a major parade to celebrate killing a couple of hundred thousand people?
Yeah,
that was
beyond
me.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not particularly a Republican then.
Yeah.
I guess that puts me on the other side of the fence or somewhere in the middle, you know.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, we have compassion. That's where it is. You know, I saw an interview with Bush and Barbara Walters, and they were talking about, well, how did you feel about the troops? You know, well, I'm glad they're back home. But they didn't mention one thing about killing all these people, not one.
No, I mean, you don't mention it. Like, we got out of this war, it was, you know, whatever, however many days it lasted, and we only lost, what, 200 and something people, you know.
So, well, and most of them were killed by
friendly fire. I mean, if that's a contradiction in terms, I don't know what is, you know. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, we just killed a few of our own. Never mind, you know, that's okay. But if the Iraqis had killed them, we better go and bomb the shit out of them, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's all pretty sick anyway.
Yeah. I like this thing about, they had this, the slogan for the whole war was, support our troops, you know, which is like this really nebulous thing. It could mean like, you know, support them and give them arms and ammunition and support them going over there, or it could mean like send them cookies.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it doesn't really mean anything, but if you were against the troops, then it means like you don't support like guys who are potentially going to give up their lives. So it's like, it became this whole trickery thing. And
also the question to be asked.
Nolan Hilton or something like that was this advertising firm that was hired. They were paid $11 million by the government of Kuwait.
To make the war look good.
To make the war look good, you know.
And also it's the, all the like tying the yellow ribbons and stuff like that. And supporting your troops is all well and good, but did they want to be there?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Did all those people, I mean, are they, and also that's like these people that bravely died for your country. Or did they die for the fact that it happened to be a bunch of oil there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, they don't seem to be doing much to help people in Bosnia or, you know,
well,
this is what used
South
to be.
South Africa.
Or South Africa,
you're
exactly.
Start
yeah, let's start
anywhere,
with anyone,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's, a war that's been going on forever and that's been backed by the American government anyway, you know. And also they've done, you know, things that have basically just, it's just make-up things that they say apartheid is over with in South Africa, right, which we all know is crap, you know what I mean?
And gas is still the same price.
And gas is still the same price, you know. But South Africa has, you know, got a lot of gold and diamonds and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Anyway. Oh, anyway. So heavy.
Heavy, heavy deep.
Let's get into music.
Chuck, play us something that's
okay.
Really,
well, this sort of fits in with what we're doing, because a lot of times, you know, as a quote unquote artist of conscience, that's probably an oxymoron in itself. But you know, a lot of times we sort of forget the fact that we have families and loved ones who are near to us, and we spend so much time concentrating on what's going on in Iraq or what's going on in South Africa or what's going on someplace else that we don't really take care of what's going on at home. And this is a song that I wrote about the fact that, you know, sometimes you gotta turn around and